Hundreds of timber jobs have been saved in Victoria, with the state government agreeing to buy a sawmill that was about to be shut down. The owners were going to move their operations to Tasmania because business in Victoria was just too hard. Now some Tasmanians are worried the hundreds of promised new jobs won't materialise. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
It's news that the workers at the Hayfield Timber Mill can hardly believe. After being told last month the mill would close, today they were told the Victorian government is buying the sawmill.
Fantastic news for the whole community. The people that stuck together, stuck it right out and make sure that we saved our jobs.
The government won't say how much money they have paid for the sawmill or how many of the 250 jobs will stay. But the reason the current owners are selling is a lack of timber. Some trees were burnt down in the Black Saturday bushfires. Others have been protected as habitat for the critically endangered leadbeater's possum. The mill will go from being the largest sawmill in Victoria to the second largest. But the Forestry Union's president, Jane Calvert, says thousands of jobs around the state have been saved.
The town itself is 2,000 people and that its whole economy rests on this mill. And then in Victoria, and this is across Victoria, but in particular in metropolitan Melbourne, the manufacturing jobs that are created because of this mill are well over 10,000. So it's a significant employer and generator of jobs in Victoria.
The owner of the Hayfield Timber Mill, Clinton Tilley, says selling the mill to the Victorian government won't stop plans to open a new mill in Burnie, Tasmania.
Look, they haven't had a lot of work on them in the last month or two, courtesy of our spending time on the requirements for Hayfield with the Victorian state government. Obviously, the 250 jobs being maintained in Victoria is important, and now we can focus our efforts on creating jobs in Tasmania.
Well, my general view is that most people have said we'll believe it when it arrives.
That's the president of the Burnie Chamber of Commerce, Peter Holm. He says the city of Burnie desperately needs the new timber jobs.
Obviously, we need jobs in Burnie, and the city has been subject to a lot of ebb and flow with various companies coming and going over the last 20 or 30 years. You know, we've seen Dioxide close, we've seen the paper mill close, a big reduction in the number of people from Caterpillar. But somehow the city keeps bouncing back.
The Tasmanian government says it's in discussions with the Victorian Timber Company and a formal deal is expected soon. Meanwhile, the Victorian workers are still coming to terms with the dramatic turnaround in their circumstances. The Forestry Union's president, Jane Calvert, spent today in Hayfield.
Just leaving there now, and it's a great sense of relief for workers. When they go home tonight, there'll be a sense of relief for their families as well. Because they've been living since the third week in January with the threat of closure. And as June has come closer and now July, that threat's become more and more urgent, more and more real.
The Forestry Union President, Jane Calvert, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.